So there are two main kinds of smart glasses on the market right now. The Meta style with cameras and speakers, and the Even Realities G1 style with a display and a microphone, but no cameras or no speakers. Why not both, is what Rokid said with the Rokid glasses. And this is kind of an exciting product because it's basically the first one on the market to combine these feature sets into a set of glasses that is ostensibly normal looking. Those are the glasses themselves. But first, let's find out what else is in the box. So this case right here, actually, there's a charging cable in there, USB-A to their proprietary charging connector. This one has 5 pins. This case is not a charging case. You can get the charging case separately, which is an interesting choice, although they do give you a charging cable. And I think there's another one in there as well. It's a shorter charging cable with the same magnetic connector, except it's only got 3 pins. And it ends in a USB-C female port, so you can plug any USB-C cord in there. I'm not sure if there's a charging time difference between the 5-pin and the 3-pin, but I would imagine so. Also in the box here, we have a set of extra nose pads, if you have a particularly greasy nose. Okay, onto the glasses themselves. Now, it has these micro LED displays in there, one on each side, as well as like, there's like 2 stacked. And they say that it's like the smallest one, 0.15 cubic centimeters, which is quite impressive given that overall, they don't feel heavy at all. They feel like a regular pair of glasses. Rokid says that it's built with TR90 high polymer titanium plastic. It does feel like a cheap pair of glasses. But so back to the front here, we have the 12 megapixel camera. This can apparently take 60 FPS video. On this side is apparently a indicator of when you're recording. On the right side here, we've got the touchpad, which is already showing some fingerprints. Inside the Rokid logo is a mic inside the O. And then at the back, we've got that magnetic charging connector with the 5 pins. On top of the right arm, we have the capture button / general purpose kind of photo and video button that is kind of the standard UI for these things these days. Also on the top, on either side here, we have speaker grills that match the ones on the bottom. Also on the bottom here, we can see 2 mics on the left arm on the bottom and 1 mic on the bottom of the right arm, so 4 mics total. Last thing I wanted to say about the kind of physical overview is that while a lot of smart glasses brands have realized that if you want people to adopt your brand and your product, you kind of have to make glasses that look cool that people will want to wear. These, you know, the vibe I'm getting is the 3D glasses you get at the movie theater, which is less, you know, the style leaves something to be desired. But again, I can overlook it if the use of this thing, if using this thing is actually as revolutionary as they claim. Okay, without further ado, I've got a phone with the app loaded up. Let's enter the metaverse, I mean Rokidverse per se. Oh, there we go, okay. All right, that feels okay. I can see the display right down there. It's just a strip. Now this thing does have the Qualcomm Snapdragon AR1 inside, so I expect performance to be somewhat snappy. There's one thing I've noticed about these is that the Even G1 very much look like regular glasses, and I think the Meta Ray-Bans all do as well because they don't have a screen in them. These ones, one thing that makes them very much look not like regular glasses is the lack of an anti-reflective coating on there. So when I put them on, I mean, you can see the reflection of the lights like super well, right? You gonna answer or am I?
Oh,
just...
yes, yes.
It's like a little bit less with the Even G1, right?
A little bit. Yeah. A
little bit better. Can you see any green if I do this?
No, when you're like down.
Like this?
Yeah.
Now, before I even use the app or anything, I just kind of want to see if I just put these on, how easy is it to use? If I click that, it says there's a wake word. Hi, Rokid. How are you doing today?
Thank you for asking.
Can you hear that?
Or tasks related to your Rokid glasses. How can I help you today?
Are you still listening? Okay, it passed the Meta AI test. Are you still listening?
No,
Now, what does this touchpad do? I can swipe left and right to go to my messages or to go back to home or to go to apps. We got translator, prompter, lyrics, insight, navigation, and settings. This is cool. Oliver, speak Chinese to me.
你想我现在开始说?
Not yet. Okay, translator, let's do it. Speak to me.
你好,我现在说一点中文,你听不听得懂我在说什么东西?
Okay, it's not going to say it back.
Hello. I'm speaking a little Chinese. Can you understand what I'm talking about?
I'm speaking a little Chinese.
是,是,我再说一点。那你今天你的安排是想做什么?
I didn't get that. Hey, what's your favorite Chinese food, bro?
我喜欢吃冰淇淋。
Oh, you're asking I love to eat. Bing chilling.
With the Even G1, it didn't have speakers. It only showed the translations on screen, and I was like, this is enough. It's actually easier for me to just read the translation instead of having to listen to the voice, play it back. So having both is...Yeah, it's like, it's redundant. So I would just take off that speak translations aloud. Okay, teleprompter. Okay, it's got a script in here already about a yellow bee. Yeah. Oh, is this the bee movie script?
Yes, it is.
Yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black. Ooh, black and yellow. Let's shake it up a little. Barry, breakfast is ready. Coming. Hang on a second. I will say, huge benefit over the Even G1 is that the display...is right in the middle. So we have a much larger range. Here's the top of the display and here's the bottom. If I bring that closer to my face, it's like that. So that's pretty good. Meeting notes.
今天啊，咱们来聊聊 rocket glasses.
It's someone talking in Chinese about the rocket glasses. I'm gonna turn on the translator. The rocket glasses won't help me translate a file that is playing...from the Roku glasses themselves. Product broken. Destroy these. I want to make a note about smart glasses. Are they really smart? Or are they, do they make us dumb? Stop recording. How do I, stop. Stop.
I want to make a note about smart.
The mic quality isn't bad. We're testing the cameras now.
Ready?
Wow. I don't know if you heard that sound, but it was like futuristic.That's definitely the most extra photo sound I've ever heard in a device ever. Okay, there's a little, you know, there's not a ton of detail that I would like to see in a mobile photo, but it's not offensive in terms of the quality. It's not the sharpest photo you're ever gonna see in your life, but pretty decent. I think if you touch and hold, it'll record a video, but I'm gonna see what happens if I tell the AI to do it. Hi, Rokid.Record a video. It says, hi, I'm listening. But it's clearly not listening to me. And for that, it's gonna get a timeout. If I tap and hold, record a video. Okay, so it got it that time. But you, earlier, I said the wake word, and then I asked it something, and it listened and responded. But that time, it didn't do it. I don't know. Maybe AI is just getting sassy now, and it just doesn't want to listen. But let's see. Here's the video.Video, I'm going to walk this way.
Hey, come back here.
No, I'm escaping. This AI is sentient and we're gonna run away and have a life together. You can't stop us. Hi, Rokid.
AI assistant is unavailable during video record.
Okay, I guess you can't stop the video manual or with your voice. Hello? You can't.
Recording has stopped.
Okay.I gotta know if you can turn that off. Is there like AI specific settings? I want to be able to stop it from talking and still read what it wrote. Oh no, you can't. In this version of the app at least, it appears that there isn't a way to have the AI not respond verbally when you want to use one of the AI functions. I find that incredibly irritating, especially because in public, I don't, like maybe I wanna ask quickly like, you know, how do I navigate to so-and-so? And I want it to give me the directions on my glasses, but I don't want it to, like, broadcast for the people around me in the cafe, you know, lineup. I don't know. Maybe that'll be normal in the AI future. Everyone's just obnoxious and annoying. Base model, ChatGPT. Oh, I didn't even mention this. The AI, as you might expect, uses, like, the API to talk to ChatGPT, or you can set it to Quen, which I think is a Alibaba model. So I scrolled all the way down to the video settings. Like the photo settings, you can select the aspect ratio, 3x4, 9x16 vertical, or 4x3 landscape, and you can do the same for video. However, there's no 60 FPS option. Their notes said in the beginning that there's a 60, it's the first AI glasses to record 60 FPS video, and it's not here in the settings. However, there is a newer version of this app, but when we went to download it, it required us to log in with WeChat, and we don't do that. Okay, as long as we're talking about the camera, I want to try the multimodal AI interaction. I mean, the ability to look at stuff, translate, tell me what I'm looking at, give me some information. Let's see if it does anything with this. Hi, Rokid. Oh, okay, we're getting some lag. Even with the Snapdragon AR1, this seems like a good time to just briefly mention that smart glasses, as far as I can tell, having used many of them, very much still are like a janky thing. They're early adopter products still, so like just be aware, if you haven't dipped your toe in this, like with an actual product, you've just like watched stuff about it, there is jank. Even if people don't put it in the videos, even if they're like, it changed my life, I use this every day and it's so useful, they are hiding the amount of jank. One example of that kind of like jankiness is the fact that you can have prescription lenses for this. You can get prescription inserts that are magnetic and they pop on this side and then have like two lenses on your glasses. I don't know, maybe it's a nice solution. We don't have them here, so I can't tell. But it just seems a little janky to me. However, we have a couple of products coming up that may kind of set the standard for usability. I'll talk about that more at the end. Can you translate this text?
The text on the box includes both English and Chinese. Here's the translation of the Chinese part. 乐视智能眼镜生产日期兼包装生产商杭州凌半科技有限公司地址正在上杭州市。Smart glasses production date. See packaging manufacturer, Hangzhou Lingban Technology Company Limited.
Okay. I didn't think it was necessary to read out the Chinese verbally and just say it in Chinese before you give me the translation. But it did give me the translation after that. So I guess that can be useful. All right, multimodal stuff. Hey, hi, Rokid. Hi, Rokid. Hi, Rokid. Where do you go? Where do you go on your little journeys? Hi, Rokid. What the heck am I looking at right now?
There is a small shelf or wall niche with a device inside, possibly a smart home hub or speaker.
Okay. I mean, it seemed to get it mostly. I don't know if I would trust it to help with, like, fixing your car, but it's something to try if nothing else works. Please say, hi, Rokid, navigate to the closest grocery store.
I'm sorry, but I can't start navigation or control your device.
It just heard me say, navigate to the closest, and then it immediately started answering. It's like, again, I can't navigate. Can you give me directions to the closest grocery store?
The closest major grocery store to your location, 1,864,352 Ave number 101, Surrey, BC is the real Canadian superstore.
188 Ave. It may have gotten those directions from Google Maps, but I want like it to show me the directions.
Navigation has exited.
I just started a song somehow. How do I stop it? It just stopped. The jank that I was talking about, it's here. The jank is very much here. Maybe it works better like in China, connecting to services there and dealing with like native Chinese language instead of like having to translate everything to English. I don't know. Okay, last thing. Just want to do a quick speaker test with our old favorite Crab Rave. That's not bad. This is the funny thing about these, like, Chinese companies that are, like, quick to market with a product. Some aspects of the use of this are extremely janky. And I was frustrated. You saw it. But at the same time, you know, you'll encounter some things about this that are just like, there's like a little taste of high fidelity in there. It uses the Snapdragon AR1 processor, which is a good processor. It uses good speakers, apparently. Now, this is a very opportune time for this product to come out because at the end of September, we have a couple of events from Meta and Samsung where it seems like they're going to talk about their smart glasses. So this is coming out first. It's getting some hype. It's getting some buzz. We're making a video about it. I'm telling you that it's janky, but it's one of the options. The other thing that's kind of different and maybe, you know, reason for a pause is the fact that it's on Kickstarter. Fair enough. However, as with all Kickstarter products, you know, they look really cool. They're getting your money up front. Are you going to get what you're delivered, you know, months from now? I don't know. Oh, the one thing I wanted to mention that I didn't was the battery life. They say that it will get 6 hours of music listening time and 4 hours of Bluetooth phone calls. So if you do want to get them on Kickstarter, you can get them for $480 via the Kickstarter. And then when they actually launch, apparently they're going to start shipping around November. They're going to launch at $600. Pretty good for glasses with this many features in them. Still, at this point, if you get smart glasses and you're getting a product like this, you are an early adopter and you're gonna pay an early adopter tax, if not in money, in time and troubleshooting. Like I said, we got those other smart glasses models probably being announced very shortly, so things are gonna get exciting. And let me know if you're excited for these or other things out there in the world. Just anything. Subscribe to Short Circuit, and if you're looking for another video to watch, watch the previous video I made about smart glasses. They met at Oakley Houston? They said Houston, but it's just in a weird way. It's just fun and quirky and different.